Tim Scott, one of the most profound embarrassments we have in the Senate, once again, does it carry in the water for Donald Trump?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This is a guy who certified the election. He deep in his heart knew that the election was fair. He knew that the election, there was no significant problems with the election. And most of the problems where we had fraudulent votes in the election was conducted by Trump supporters who attempted to vote more than once, twice, etc. So here is the deal. He goes on to meet the press and he's asked a simple question. Will you accept the results of an election? And he turns himself into knots, not to show that he's accepting it. And by stating that specifically Trump will win and he will accept the election as Trump will win the election, it shows the full-blown fascist stance that the Republican Party is now taking. Listen to this, then we'll take it on the other side.
Let's talk about some of the headlines this week. In an interview, Mr. Trump this week again would not commit to accepting the election results of 2024 if he loses. He still hasn't conceded the last election. You, of course, did vote to certify the 2020 election results, and you've said, quote, it was not stolen. Why would you join a ticket with someone who believes the exact opposite on this critical point?
I think we have to listen to what President Trump said and not what the reporters said that he actually said. Here's one of the things that he's been very clear in, and even talking about the situation in Wisconsin. What he said was he expects there to be an honest election. He expects the results to be clear and for him to be successful. I expect him to be successful as well. There's no doubt that when you look at the polls across our country, the one thing that is crystal clear, that the American people now having a contrast between 4 years of Joe Biden versus 4 years of Donald Trump, they're really excited to get back to the Trump years. And so I expect the election to be fair, and I expect Donald Trump to be our next president.
In terms of what he said, he specifically said, if it's not fair, as you're saying, you have to fight for the right of the country. And just this week, he said that he won Wisconsin falsely, Senator. So again, to the point, you voted to certify the election results of 2020. It's the exact opposite of what you said and did after 2020. Why would you want to be on a ticket with someone where there's such a fundamental difference?
There is clear facts here. President Trump himself said he expects this election to be fair, he expects it to be honest, and he expects to win. That's what the presidential candidate should expect, and I expect the exact same thing. And frankly, the American people agree with him. This is an issue that is not an issue, so I'm not going to make it an issue.
Well, Senator, will you commit to accepting the election results of 2024, bottom line?
At the end of the day, the 47th president of the United States will be President Donald Trump, and I'm excited to give back to low inflation, low unemployment.
Wait, Senator, yes or no, will you accept the election results of 2024 no matter who wins?
That is my statement.
But is it just yes or no? Will you accept the election results of 2024?
I look forward to President Trump being the 47th president. Kristen, you could ask him multiple times.
Senator, just a yes or no answer.
So the American people will make the decision.
But I don't hear you committing
for President Trump. That's that clear.
I don't hear you committing to the election results.
Here's the deal.
Will you commit to accepting the election results?
This is why so many Americans believe that NBC is an extension of the Democrat Party. At the end of the day, I've said what I've said, and I know that the American people, their voices will be heard, and I believe that President Trump will be our next president. It's that simple.
But, Senator, as you know, the hallmark of our democracy is that both candidates agree to a peaceful transfer of power. So I'm asking you, as a potential VP nominee, will you accept to commit to the election results in this election cycle, no matter who wins? Just simply yes or no.
I expect President Trump to win the next election. Listen, I'm not going to answer your hypothetical question when, in fact, I believe the American people are speaking today on the results of the election. And if it continues for the next 6 months, we find ourselves in a great position where we get back to another century of American prosperity.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Yes. I'm looking forward to that.
Tim Scott should be ashamed of himself. These are folks that talk about being constitutionalists, reading the Constitution by the word, believing in the rule of law. Yet, most of these people continue. When I say these people, I mean the MAGA supporters of Donald Trump with power. Guys like Tim Scott. They go ahead and completely go against what this nation should be all about. Well, as it turns out, like I've mentioned several times, forget about the polls today. Americans are going to wake up and understand that what they have is ineptitude by braggadocio, and they will not again support that. I continue to believe that as people get more into the politics, as people get into what has to be said, as Democrats, which are the only ones who could lose this election for themselves, get aggressive, not play defense, but play offense. As they do that, I think there's going to be a big turn in the case as it was during, let's say, Reagan's sad win over Jimmy Carter. But we'll see.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please. Join.